Good morning, a Monday morning. You know what that means. Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Boy, there's a lot of political news today. Let's start with the coming GOP convention this week, Wednesday and Thursday in New York. Give us an update on the candidates and what's happening here.
The Republicans are set now on who they're going to nominate for governor. They're going to hold their convention in New York City. Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, and over the weekend he announced that his running mate would be Julie Killian, the former Rye City Councilwoman, who most recently lost in Westchester County a special Senate election in April by 16 points, but they like her. They wanted a woman on the ticket. She's pro-choice, and they feel she'll bring the argument to Cuomo. They have yet to settle, the Republicans, on an attorney general candidate. They're waiting to see, with Eric Schneiderman out of the race now, they're waiting to see if John Cahill, a former Pataki guy who ran against Schneiderman 4 years ago, will get in the race at the last minute. Short of that, they have some other candidates that they're going to consider. They're also unsettled at comptroller. Democrat Jonathan Trichter looked like he had the inside track to the nomination, but now there's some resistance to giving it to him, so that's still up in the air. On the Democratic side, you know, we have Cuomo and Nixon, Cynthia Nixon, the actress. We have Tish James, the city public advocate, looks like the favorite for attorney general, and comptroller Tom DiNapoli, who is looking for a third full term, is going to get the nomination. Democrats hold their convention on Wednesday and Thursday in Long Island.
Interesting side note in your column today about President Trump being in Nassau County at the same time.
Yeah, the Democrats start their convention formally Wednesday, and Trump is going to be in Nassau County, not far away from where the convention is, talking about MS-13, the gang. Cuomo people are saying, bring it on, that's good, that'll highlight who the real enemy is, their words, and that why we need Democratic unity.
Just one other note about the candidates. The Working Families Party officially nominated Cynthia Nixon over the weekend.
They did. Cynthia Nixon, Jumaane Williams, a city councilman for lieutenant governor. They also took a pass, basically, on attorney general because they had two of their own, Tish James, who's looking for the Democratic nomination, as well as Zephyr Teachout. They basically both said that whoever wins the Democratic primary can have the line if they want it.
Well, let's do a couple of more here, Ken, while I have you. And big wheels roll on with new ride. This has to do with Senator Jeff Klein and understanding what the perks might be if you're in a leadership position.
Yeah, Jeff Klein, who headed the breakaway group of Democrats that were aligned with the Republicans for a number of years, had been driving a nice SUV that was stripped from him when the IDC, his group, went back to the Democrats. The Republicans took the SUV away. So the Democrats, as now that he's deputy leader, gave him a different car. Not as nice, a 2013 Ford Taurus, but he does have taxpayer wheels, and he has two drivers on the payroll to chauffeur him around.
It's four wheels and an engine, as my parents used to say. Well, Ken, from there, something that is very serious, and that's the subject of sex victims and getting them justice, and the exclusive that you have today has to do with the state Senate Democrats. In a report that's about to be released this week, would create a $300 million fund to help adults who were victims of child abuse, but they're saying it's woefully inadequate and actually protects the abusers.
Yeah, it's a bill that was put forward by Senator Katherine Young. She's a Republican. This was in response to the Democrats' push for what's known as the Child Victims Act. The Democrats in the report say it's about $400 million short of what would be needed. They also feel it would protect the predators because the payouts would come from money that was seized, asset forfeitures that right now are controlled by the Manhattan DA's office. The state would take some of that money, $300 million of it, and put it toward these settlements. The problem is, according to the Democrats, it lets the predators themselves, as well as the institutions they work for, off the hook. Supporters of the bill say, however, it would get a lot more money to a lot more victims because oftentimes, you know, people are abused as children by friends and family who don't have a lot of money, and this would get them settlements.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Go to nydailynews.com to read his stories, and there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.